One of the world's most popular social media platforms is rolling out changes across Australia. Instagram is hiding the number of likes on posts from today in an attempt to make users less competitive. It's been welcomed by mental health advocates, but will it be the demise of the Instagram influencer? Isabel Rowe reports.
There's an entire industry in getting friends and strangers to double tap their phone screen and like your recent Instagram post.
So today we are talking about how to become a fashion influencer.
Today we're going to be talking about how to get more likes on Instagram.
For some big names on the app, a single post can earn hundreds of thousands of dollars. For teenagers, the amount of likes can just be a form of social validation.
I kind of want to be able to see the likes. I don't know why. It's just a little bit weird.
Well, I was a bit annoyed. I don't know.
I think that's kind of good because you kind of get, like, judged on how many likes you get.
People don't really need to look at that stuff.
And then they get addicted to, like, how many likes they have and they constantly get anxiety.
Deb Boyce is 27 and lives in Sydney's inner south.
I don't look at it anymore. I think it's just because, like, I don't really care about it that much now. When I was younger, I did. But now I guess I just don't see it as being important.
Do you remember as a younger person using Instagram how you felt when you compared your likes and your friends' likes?
I do remember putting a lot of value on it.
It's that sense of competition Instagram wants to get rid of. The move was recently trialled in Canada, and Instagram says like counts will start to disappear in Australia from today. Mia Garlick is the Australian Director of Public Policy for Facebook and Instagram. She spoke to Triple J's Hack program.
People will no longer see the number of likes that are on the posts of the accounts that they follow, whether that's friends or businesses, but you can still all see this data privately. We know that people come to Instagram to express themselves and to be, you know, creative and follow their passions. And we want to make sure it's not a competition. So we want to see if this actually improves the experience and depressurizes Instagram for people.
There is conflicting research on whether that sense of competition on social media is bad for young people's mental health. Jackie Hallen from mental health service Reach Out worries how many teenagers base their self-worth around their Instagram account.
They're really conscious of the number of likes a post gets in terms of, I guess, what that says about your popularity. And if it doesn't get enough, they're even monitoring it and will take that post down.
So what will happen to the Instagram influencer, people whose businesses rely on their online popularity? Not much, according to Murdoch University social media researcher Dr. Catherine Archer.
There's other forms of commerce, so other metrics for brands and for influencers to use to make sure that they're actually getting the traction. And so influencers can then go to brands and say, you know, we've had this much engagement or you've sold this much product. So there are other metrics that are just as useful, in fact, more useful.
If you're going to Instagram and you're scrolling through your feed as you usually would, and if there's no likes coming up, will people like it as much? Will people interact as much?
I know that, that's another one to think about. I think it will be a bit strange for people because what's the point of liking it if your friends can't see it? I've just looked at my Instagram and there's still likes there on that I'm seeing, but you do, you know, it's natural to click the heart button, isn't it? That's part of the interactive process for users. So I think it will be a bit strange.
That's Dr. Catherine Archer from Murdoch University, ending that report from Isabel Rowe.